cultural appropriation. You ready to talk about it?
Might as well.
We got nothing else to do. This is the Quarantcast, and thank you to Corona Beer for making this happen. Make sure to find your beach and get your limes. Let's go.
Unscripted. Unshackled. Uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel.
Ricky.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a dumbass. Have a wonderful day, okay? Bye-bye now.
Holly.
I finally got boobs and a butt back.
And Scotty the Body.
Am I not as cool and good-looking as I think I am?
The Miguel and Holly Uncensored Podcast.
No, my tongue feels too big today.
Only from Hot 101.5.
Give me Kit Kat or give me death.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Another day, another Quarantcast. My name is Miguel Fuller.
I'm Holly O'Connor.
I'm Scotty the Body.
There are several ways you can listen to our daily podcast that we're doing. Download the free Hot 101.5 app to listen there. On iTunes, just type in Miguel and Holly Uncensored. Just make sure to rate and subscribe to the show.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to kick things off by saying platypus.
Oh, hey, platypus.
Platypus, I've been seeing some of you, Miguel and Holly Uncensored folk, saying hi when we do our lives, when we do, well, that's about it because we're not seeing anybody in person.
No, sure not.
I did see someone at Publix this weekend that was an M&H fan member. But she was like, you're Miguel. And then she like backed away and was like, you're Miguel.
Yeah.
I love the show. And I was like, I love you too, girl.
So awkward.
Bye. And it was like, that was it.
It's super weird now. Like if you see someone that you happen to know, even in passing, you're just like, hi.
Hey.
Yeah.
Real quick. So yesterday on our podcast, you should go back and listen if you didn't, for Monday, we asked if you have any questions that you wanted to ask us. You can always download the Hot 101.5 app, and on the open mic feature, you can ask us whatever it is that you want to.
Oh.
And it looks like we have one from today. I don't know what this is. All I know is that you said your name was Stefan. So let's see exactly what you said.
Oh no.
Here we go.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. Miguel, I heard you say on the podcast that you have to go to the grocery store every week for your groceries. My wife and I use the Walmart grocery pickup app, and it's amazing. You should definitely check it out. Hope you guys have a great week. Carol Baskin killed her husband.
Oh gosh!
Lord!
I wasn't ready for that conspiracy to pop in.
Stefan! Jesus! All right.
Oh, gosh. Okay. All right. All right. I wasn't ready for that.
I just love how people, like, I've seen so many tweets and Facebook posts, Insta posts, where it's like, oh my gosh, today's been such a great day. I ordered my food. I found out how to make this new dish. Carol Baskin killed her husband. Have a great day. And I love how people just, like,
people just throw it out there like they know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, dang it. All right, Stefan.
All right. Thank you for that, Stefan.
That's intense.
And then also, hold on, we had one more thing. Where was it?
That's so cool that people are using that that feature on the app.
Absolutely. So you can just download the Hot 101.5 app, and then you can leave a message there. Oh, no, it was reviews that you all had left.
Oh.
On iTunes for the podcast. Let's see. Oh, dang it, of course. I've got like five things I'm trying to like get reviews and emails and things that you've sent.
No, that's so, if you do need help.
I think I got it. All right, so this is from Saturday. Benjamin Rocco, where you can leave reviews on iTunes. The title says, longtime pod listener, Platypus. You guys are amazing. I'm a listener from Ohio.
Hey!
Now going on over a year and love every podcast. And even now in these tough times, I feel like I know all of you. Just how the way you guys are always open and honest with all your listeners. Thank you, Miguel, Holly, and Scott, for all that you're doing. Ben from Ohio, P.S. for Holly, O-H, question mark?
I-O!
You spelled Ohio. What is that, like a cheer?
That's what we do.
Is that a cheer? Girl, I'm not
That's
from
what
Ohio.
They do everywhere.
Yeah.
I know.
One person goes, O-H, and then everybody goes, I-O! In fact, when I was flying up to Ohio for the bachelorette party in November, I was in our airport just waiting to get on the plane, and it was going to Ohio, and I saw a lot of Ohio State like shirts on and stuff. It was cool. And then out of the throng, somebody you could hear, OH, and the entire area of the airport said IO.
Oh, okay.
That is cool. Like, that camaraderie is
it's awesome.
Really cool.
I felt really connected, and I didn't know any of those people. It was cool.
Now, is it like for a football team that that started, or like where does that come from?
Yes, yeah. It's for the Ohio State Buckeyes football team. And they, I believe they started it just in the stands. There's pretty much any good sports stuff comes from the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Oh, awkward.
I mean, that's why everybody loves them, because every other city has teams that are like, oh, except the Cavs. The Cavs did win the national championship a few years back, which that was the first time I ever experienced a hometown team winning anything. So that was cool. But typically, the football team, you know, the Buckeyes are really good.
Yes, yeah.
So, I mean, we won a national championship a couple years ago with that, too. But, yeah, a lot of the stuff just comes from the amount of crazy great fans that, like, love the team.
Would there be anything for Florida? Do we have, like, a...
Oh, yeah.
FL.
No.
You have, like, the big schools, like Florida State. You could obviously, like, if you start the chop anywhere.
The tomahawk.
Like, that'll do it. Florida UF has it. I mean, like, go Gators. If you say that to anybody, they'll probably go Gators. Because my whole family went to UF, so.
Oh.
Know that. Or, like, what is there? It's like, blue, orange. They'll do that, too.
Never heard that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just good old Southern family reunions. Yep.
It's not as cool as OH.
That is a special one. Like, that's a pretty cool one.
Because what's cool is that the entire state can do it, regardless if you're, like, rooting for the Buckeyes or not. It's the state.
One good team.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You could probably get away with it anyway.
No, we have a little one here for Tampa where it's like, Tampa! What is it?
Bay!
Yeah, exactly. They tried to do something like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, again, like, the size of, like, Ohio, like, they really do take the trophy with that one. Mm. It's pretty dang good.
Pretty good. Thank you.
I'm trying to think of the ones that we had in Georgia. I just remember growing up in the Braves. The Atlanta Braves used to do the tomahawk. We're like, oh.
See, that's what Florida State does.
Florida State does. I feel like it's kind of racist now, so I don't think people do that anymore.
I know people do it.
Oh, no. No, my high school was the Fighting Indians. We're still the Fighting Indians. And we do the chop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the baseball team in Cleveland is still the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
It's Cleveland Indians.
The Fighting Indians?
That was us.
Do y'all, like, give money to Native American reservations
or anything? I can't answer upon knowledge, but I don't know.
You can't answer upon... Okay.
I don't want to say no or yes, because I don't fully know, so I'm just going to say, I don't know. But that was one of those things that's probably bad. It's like any other team that's named the Indians or the Chiefs. Like,
right.
They're still named that, and I don't know, there's a bunch of controversy on, like, do we change the name or what do we do?
Did y'all ever have that controversy at your high school about that?
I think at the very last little bit, or I think maybe after I graduated, it started to be like, maybe we should change this. And, I mean, it's still that name.
I do know that the Indians, the Cleveland Indians, the baseball team, that they are no longer putting Chief Wahoo on the memorabilia.
Oh, was that? Oh, jeez.
Chief Wahoo was, like, the mascot.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a big cartoonish-looking face. They're not putting Chief Wahoo on the stuff anymore. It's just the C for Cleveland, or it says Indians.
Yeah. Does it have, like, this is just a question out of just even a little bit of ignorance, because I see all sides. I try to as well.
Sure.
But is there a positive effect of having that as the mascot or the name because it brings awareness to what it is? Like,
no.
Let's say...
No.
What awareness are you bringing?
Like, let's
say,
like, if me, like, let's say, if I wasn't as, you know, knowledgeable as I am, like, I'm white. I grew up in a white town, like, and I didn't know what a Native American was. Let's just say,
absolutely.
And this brings it to my attention, like, oh, why are we called the Indians? What is a chief?
Mm.
And you could learn about it. That's, like, my only point. I don't think it's
now,
right.
In a perfect world, yes. If they were like, all right, here's our moment of Native American history for using their image and likeness, but that doesn't happen.
Yeah, okay.
And so I think that what makes it offensive is that it's appropriating their image and it makes a character out of it.
Right. Ah, yeah.
So that's what all of appropriation, cultural appropriation comes down to is mockery.
Right, because you're making, it's like you're using the stereotypical stereotypes of, you know, like an Indian with the, when they do the mouth sounds and they run. Because we all used to play back in the day.
Cowboys and Indians.
Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah, and you used to do that, or you used to in an Indian style. But it wasn't until I feel like we started to become aware of how offensive and how, you know, you have a Native American person in your class, and then you're walking around with the tomahawks from the Braves, you know, and they're like, well, that's not my history. And then we have not taken any steps in learning it. And so that's why I feel like Because I know people are like, well, that's how it's always been. But when that you're talking right about now. A group of people that have been marginalized,
yeah.
that, I mean, they've got the short end of the stick.
Oh,
I mean,
if anybody does.
Trail of Tears. I mean, remember learning all that stuff.
Smallpox blankets.
Right. And, like, they never sort of connect how we have that history here and then how we took their culture. And then we're like, oh, let's make mascots out of it and make it happy and have them run across the field where it's like, that's not really honoring their history or their past.
No.
And so
that's where it's the biggest, I think, for at least Native Americans, the biggest glaring is that it looks cartoonish.
Yeah.
And I would assume that most Native Americans are like, yeah, I'm not down with that.
Yeah.
I will say we got into this debate. Do you remember Halloween a couple years back when Moana was big?
Yes.
That was a tough one because I feel like, first of all, because I'm white, I'm not allowed to speak on cultural appropriation.
That's why I felt awkward.
So I feel like I can't even speak on it at all. And then people came for me because they're like, okay, white girl, sit down. But I feel like, and this is just, I'm going to speak. And if you think that my opinion is not warranted because I'm white, okay.
You can always leave us an open mic feature. Just download the Hot 101.5 app.
I feel like there's a difference between talking about like, okay, so the Cleveland Indians, they had Chief Wahoo as the mascot and they're no longer using it. Like Chief Wahoo was an example of cultural appropriation in which that shouldn't have been the case. People that were like, oh, but we've always had Chief Wahoo. Yeah, but it's time to move into the future. However, the people that were upset... Oh, hello,
email. Sorry, it's my email.
The people that are upset and were upset that Disney sold Moana costumes for children to wear, and, like, white girls wore them, black girls wore them, but there were people that were like, well, only Pacific Islanders should be allowed to wear the Moana costume. I don't think that's right. I don't feel like that is the same cultural appropriation as a Chief Wahoo, for example. And all of it just gets thrown into the same pot with this, that we're stirring it with the same stick. Because you suddenly throw out cultural appropriation and we're like, well, wait a minute. Why is this cultural appropriation? Well, because it has traditional Hawaiian garb and things. And I'm like, but see, for that, and this was my argument, and I was like, please help me understand, because this is my understanding of it. When Disney put out Moana, they did everything I think they could, for the most part, to try to make sure that it was culturally accurate. And then you've got people who were not Polynesian of sorts or a Pacific Islander or whatever the appropriate term is. I may have misspoken. But people that just want to get on that cultural appropriation bandwagon and say all of it is banned altogether, when in reality, this movie probably helped distribute appropriate cultural impacts to kids all over the world, right. including here in America. And if they're looking up to a character like Moana, which I think is great, and they should, she has a great storyline, I don't think that that's appropriation because you're not wearing that to be like, ha ha, look at these Hawaiians.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I truly appreciate and I look up to this character that was created by Disney based on real life facts.
Absolutely. I mean, to me as a minority, that's what I want is I want you to know my history without making fun of it.
Right.
So if they can have a character that represents, for me, African-American history or gay history in a way that sort of makes the kid or you walk away going, oh, wow, I didn't know that the reason why Pride was held in June was because of the Stonewall riots at the late 60s.
Right.
You know, like, if you walk away from it, but if it's just like, oh, we're going to put a man in a dress and, like, it's going to be funny, ha, ha, ha. Oh, look, I'm a drag queen, but you know nothing about what that entails.
And it's just funny because it's a dude.
Right, in a dress or, you know, someone dressing up as an Indian.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
You know, to me, that's where you lose it. Whereas, like, and I don't remember, like, what the conclusion was with the Moana, but I remember people that we either talked to or like it was articles that we had brought forth that we had found people from that culture saying, no, I love this because people are actually learning about my culture.
Yeah.
Our hotline is ringing. So we're just.
Is that supposed to be?
I don't know. I don't think so. But we're just going to see.
Who is it?
It looks like.
Hot 101.5. Hello.
What are you doing?
Is this Will?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Will. We're recording our podcast right now.
When's the last time you've seen another human?
Well, he shaved his head, so.
Actually, no. I do go on several walks with my dog every day, so I actually see too many humans, to be honest with you. in Orlando around Lake Yola Park where I walk my dog. There's a lot of people still out and about, which kind of concerns me because today I just had this morbid thought, but and then I kind of beat myself up for the thought, but then I realized it's true. Like every person I'm passing by could potentially harm me without even knowing it. So it was kind of a weird thought that I had this morning.
That's how I feel at the store.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I have to go to the grocery store today, and I'm dreading it.
Yeah.
That's what Abe and I, we went to Target and to Publix yesterday. And we went to Target first. We went in to get a couple of things that we needed, and we went to Publix. And I don't know what happened, but, like, he was, because like when I go to the grocery store, like I know exactly what I'm going to get. And he doesn't go very often because I do most of the shopping. So he was just sort of like looking at like different like nuts and stuff like that. And then I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden I was like, we need to go. We need to go. And he goes, what's wrong? And I'm like, I just feel like there are too many people walking past me right now. Yeah. And I can't I haven't washed my hands in like 30 minutes. And I feel like I want to scratch my face. We need to get the fuck out of here right now. And it was, now I haven't felt that since we've been dealing with this.
Oh, that's so
and
weird.
It was such a weird feeling that I was like, we have got to get out. I started to like feel weird. And it's such a weird feeling that I have after all this stuff. It was such an interesting experience yesterday.
Ooh, now I'm dreading.
I think the reason for that is now we're all like last week was okay. This is our new normal. Well, let's go back even 2 weeks. 2 weeks was really, wait, what's happening? Why are we doing this? Social distancing. What? Okay. Mm-hmm. Last week was like, all right, this is our new normal. All right, let's hunker down. Let's settle in. And this week it's kind of like now we're all starting to know someone, either ourselves or know someone that knows someone that's affected.
Yeah.
And it's becoming more real and really hitting close to home. So now everyone's starting to wake up and go, oh my gosh, look at these numbers. This is serious. And today was kind of challenging as we have this news that, you know, the models are predicting that we may not hit the peak here in Florida until May 3rd, which kind of says that that's going to keep us on lockdown most of May as well. So now it's just like, okay, you know, shit's starting to get serious.
Yeah.
And do you guys find yourself doing this as well? Because I also feel guilty, but I don't. Like when I'm walking by these people, do you hold your breath, especially if it's someone that just looks a little off?
Oh, yeah.
You're holding your breath not to breathe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny, but we're all doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I hold my breath. And then when I was at Publix yesterday, any person that looked to be over the age of 60, I would like bounce to the other side of the aisle or just run out of the way because I'm like, I feel like they're probably nervous or scared. And so I don't want to be like, ha ha, here comes my young carrier ass to spray it on you.
Well, that and the last time I was in Publix, you know how sometimes because you're going up and down aisles and you get like on the same loop as someone, but they're the opposite direction. I kept having the mid aisle meet up with this old man and I was like, bitch, can you move? Like, I was like, I will, like, let me stop. You stop. Somebody needs to go ahead of us because I need to stop running into this old man. It was, so, yes, grocery shopping is now kind of like, it's almost like you're playing Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
I have a Publix a block away from where I live, so I want to do the right thing and go the Instacart route. And I'm like, so I'm putting someone else's life in danger. That doesn't feel right to me either. It's like, well, let me just go do my part and grab the. And listen, I've been smart about my shopping. I'm not going out and buying a bunch of bulk stuff. I mean, I did when the chatter started to begin because none of us knew what was going to happen. But aside from like eggs and bread, mostly everything you need is pretty well, and all the paper products. That's just, it is what it is. But for the most part, everything you need is kind of there.
Yeah.
So, and I think that panic is subsiding a little bit. But, like, I just feel weird about sending someone else to get me my groceries because, like, I don't know, I'm asking someone else to go risk their lives for me. It's weird. This is such a mindfuck.
Well, you know? I've started listening to, which probably it's like healthy but not healthy, is I listen to NPR in the morning as I'm coming into work, or I have their podcast they do call Up First, where it's sort of like the headlines from the day before since we come in so early. And it just sort of gives me like a brief rundown of like what happened the day before. And they advertise, ooh, we have this new podcast called like the Coronavirus Daily, where they sort of give you like, here are the headlines that you missed. And they had a really interesting fact about going to the grocery store safely. And they were just like, you know, make sure to wipe down your cart or your handle, which most of the stores now, they have somebody doing it. So not
they
just,
do?
Yeah, like at Publix and Target yesterday,
oh,
they have somebody permanently set up there and they're like spraying them down, wiping each one down and like getting like a fresh towel every few ones.
Because the last time I went, they were out of the cloths. And thankfully, I just had my own like wet wipes in my purse. So thankfully, I like gingerly went in there and I was like, I'm going to wipe my own damn card off.
Right. Well, and the thing that they were saying on there is that you're more likely to get COVID-19 if you just happen to like breathe in, or like if like someone sneezes on you by instance, but like just by doing the proper things of like maybe you should wear gloves or wash your hands as soon as you get done, mm-hmm. that it's not gonna like live on it where, you know, it's not gonna just like sprout legs and like pop on you. And so that's why I think it's good sometimes for us to sort of like read through, like if you're feeling that like panic, like I did yesterday. That's why I'm glad I listened to that podcast, because I was like, all right, I was just overreacting. Let me calm myself. It's going to be okay because I'm doing all the things I need to do to be safe. And then that gives you sort of a little peace of mind when you are going to the grocery store.
Yes.
Will, how are you doing? So you're in Orlando and you're over us, Hot 101.5, and our sister station, Power 95.3, and we haven't seen you in, what, 3 weeks now?
A long time.
Yeah, because we've been working from home since, what, the 12th? And, yeah, so my primary home is in Orlando. I mean, I have a little spot in Tampa that the company pays for, but there's just a blow-up mattress and, like,
no, listen, don't let him fool you. He lives in the one building in downtown St. Pete.
Whoa!
He lives next door to Taylor Swift's dad.
What? Are y'all friends?
Like, I got a raw deal from the company, then, if that's the case. No. So, ultimately, yeah, I decided to come back and stay this out in Orlando because that's where my real bed is, the bed that I get the best sleep in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I haven't seen you guys in weeks. I mean, I'm doing okay. Listen, I live alone with my dog, Frankie the puppy, who's famous. He's more famous than me. I'm not famous at all, so that says a lot. But I'm doing okay. Listen, I am, here's the thing, like, running the two radio stations in two different cities is a challenge in itself when we're in normal mode.
Right.
But now that we're in this pseudo kind of hurry up and wait emergency mode, it's a lot of work. So I will say that the days go by very quickly. So I get up around 6 a.m. and I'm listening to you guys and I'm listening to SD and Nails in Orlando and I bounce kind of back and forth between you. And, you know, I also want to listen to what other radio stations are doing and, you know, just listen to other ways that we can all help our communities. And I'm pretty good. The days go by fast. It's about 3 o'clock when I start hitting, like, my brain just stops functioning because my apartment that I live in faces west. And that's when the sun starts to come in and bake my apartment around 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Nice.
And my desk is right by the windows, my little makeshift desk. And it's just like, all right, my brain just can't function anymore. So I kind of shut down and go for my walks. And
well, you know what? That's normal because I read somewhere that people are actually overworking at home while they're working at home.
Really?
Because you don't have your normal office distractions. And as much as we bitch about normal office distractions, like Karen comes in, you know, and she's like, how did the copier work? And you're like, oh, Karen, and you fix the copier for her. And then like somebody's like, did you hear about so-and-so? And all of those little moments take you out of your hardcore, you know, brain mode for a little bit.
Right.
And nobody is spending like every single moment during the workday at work working. You can't. Because human beings aren't made to be that way. So when people are like, okay, I really have to buckle down. I don't want any distractions at home. You need them because they're not built in. Like, unless maybe you have a dog that's like, hey, can I go potty?
Me.
Or whatever.
I ain't paid.
But a lot of people are doing like extra above and beyond. And it's mentally taxing because you're not getting the built-in breaks that you normally take.
Yeah. And I also think to that point as well, Holly, the adrenaline rush of the situation and working from home that we may have experienced the last couple of weeks is starting to wear off, the novelty of it as we settle into our new reality. So it's getting a little harder to get going in the morning. But, you know, we get up and we do what we have to do. And I've ordered a bunch of, like, just extra workout at home kind of stuff to help keep the blood flowing. But it's definitely challenging. And, you know, I miss you guys. I want to come back and hang with you guys. I want to come back and yell at you guys when we need to yell at you guys. I want to come back and celebrate with you guys and celebrate your 5-year anniversary in person and take you guys out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's part of, you know, what we do. We have good times. We have bad times. And it's what makes all of this special.
Right.
But we can't have those right now because we're all just, and I don't really yell at you guys, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's all part of the work environment and the... stop. but it's all part of what we do together, right. You know? And it's just, I miss all of that. I miss the energy of you guys and Serrano, Chase, Kimmy B, everyone else in the hot staff, Sammy Joe on the weekends, AR Smooth on the weekends, all of our DJs that mix during the quarantine mix on the weekends. I miss my staff in Orlando. I just miss seeing everybody's faces. Yeah, you know what? It's great. Like, Miguel, you called me. We did a FaceTime on Friday night and we did a shot and, you know, caught up for a little bit. And it's good that we have that, but it's not the same.
No.
It's not the same.
No, I find myself because I mean, listen, if you do radio or any sort of entertainment, you have a little bit of ego. You know, you don't do this job being like, oh, we're so selfless, which is why I always feel so weird when people are like, y'all are such great people. You're so selfless. Yes, absolutely. One of the biggest parts of my personality is being able to help and to give back. I thank my grandmother for, you know, making that a part of who I am. But at the same time, like, we have ratings and revenue, and that's a part of what we do, and we're happy to do it. And yeah. So when you don't get that normal feedback, because what I think that, you know, people forget is that, like, think about if you've ever put on a performance before or if you've had to give a big presentation or a speech. We do that every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And so some days you hear feedback, some days you don't. And I spend so much of my energy making sure that we're putting on a good show. And then just because it's life and people are busy, sometimes people don't give any feedback. And so yesterday I was just in one of my days where, like, it was like the middle of the day. And I had been working on the show for stuff for this week, and I hadn't heard from anybody. And so I text Will, and I was like, Will, are you alive? What are you doing? Are you dead? Do you love us? Do you hate us? Wow. Are we getting fired? What's going on? Just talk to me.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, Mondays have turned into the conference call days because it's the reset. So it's me and my department heads in both Orlando and Tampa. We get on the phones. We talk about what's happening in the sales department, and that's happening in both markets. Next thing you know, it's 11 o'clock, and then I have a Orlando call at 11 o'clock. So it's like all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's noon, and I haven't talked to you guys. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we have to catch up on after the weekend. So,
yeah, I know.
It sucks when, and especially yesterday was a big day for you guys because it was a five-year anniversary. And I, like I said, I wish I could have been there with you. But, you know, our sales teams are going through hell right now. And it's like a lot of other people out there, you know, if you work in the sales field, your commissions are gone.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, how do you address that?
Right.
And a lot of it's just like everyone else out there. Everyone's losing jobs. People don't know where their next paycheck's coming. And the anxiety with, oh, my God, tomorrow's the first of the month. I got to pay rent. Mm-hmm. This is just a scary time for so many of our friends and colleagues right now. And, you know, I'm still thankful that I'm in a position where I have my job. You guys are, I'm sure, in the same place where you're still thankful that you have a position. But it's like, it almost feels like, and the term is escaping me right now. Holly, I think you said it a couple weeks back on the air, or maybe last week, where it's like you almost start to feel like, well, I feel bad that I still have a job and my friends don't. Like, it's just, this whole thing is so psychologically a mind F.
Yeah. It's like just, survivor's guilt.
That's exactly what you said last week. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. It's like we have a lot of our radio colleagues right now going through a lot of these downsizing and furlough issues that many other companies are going through right now, just because we're either in reduced, severely reduced, or zero revenue situations. And you cannot continue, like, you know, if you run a company, you cannot continue to bleed millions of dollars a day.
Right.
So the last thing you want to do is furlough your people, but you don't have a choice. You know, either start furloughing people or you shut the entire thing down and everyone loses a job. So, you know, I don't envy these business folks that have to make these hard decisions. And I know it's striking a lot of our radio colleagues right now, as it is in people in so many different professions right now, including the service industry. So it's just, like I said, I mean, I keep going back to the whole mind fuck because we are all going around in circles about all of this and how we can help. And it's just, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and, you know, all of us want to be in control of our own destiny right now, and we're just not.
Yep.
And that's the hardest part, because nobody's in control of their destiny right now.
Yeah, there's nothing
we just
want
to go back to. We just need to delete 2020 and just go right to 2021. Can we do that?
Yeah, I'm never one of those people that's like, well, girl, this wasn't my year, but next year. I'm one of those girls right now. I'm like, can we just
hit fast forward? I had such high hopes for 2020 also. I was like so like just jazzed up at the beginning of the year. I'm like, this is the year. I feel it. Oh.
But you know what? If I
it might
am,
still be.
I'm about to say, if I am to be positive here, is I look at it like this. So right now, it is absolute horror for everyone. If you've lost your job, if you haven't lost your job, whatever the case may be, you have someone that you've lost because of COVID-19, or maybe you're listening to this and you just found out you have it, or you're about to have it. We're going to learn amazing lessons from this once this is over.
Oh, yeah.
We are in the thick of it. Probably not the worst of it, but we're in the thick of it. And it's going to get worse. Yeah. But I do feel like we are going to come out stronger and smarter for it. I don't know how.
Well, but there's no other option. And and this is like any personal tragedy that you may be going through in your life. Like, take away COVID-19. The only way out is through.
Right.
You cannot skip over pain and suffering and hurt and, you know, tragedy and trauma. Because if you do, it's going to catch up to you at some time or another. Mm-hmm. The only true way out of it is through it. And so that's what we all collectively have to go through this. It's kind of amazing because we're doing it together.
Yeah.
So it's not like there's no support. Like, if you're going through a personal tragedy, that shit is on you.
Yeah.
But at least this, the shining light here is that everyone is collectively going through it together. It might mean something different for everybody, but we all going through it. And to your point, Miguel, I don't know how it's going to look, but it will look like something good.
And when you say we're all going through this together, I think the other thing that maybe people don't have are having a hard time grasping is this is global. Everyone on this entire planet is going through this right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just the United States or it's not just China. I mean, everyone at one point or another on this entire planet is going to be affected by this one way or another. So, you know, if there's something that I'm hopeful for, and actually this will be my last box, I do have to get off this call and jump on another one at 11. But if there's something I feel really hopeful for, is remember after 9/11, how the United States really came together and we were one?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't last that long, but there was that moment during the holidays of 2001 where everybody was together. We were all one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's some positive that comes from that, I hope that this happens on a global scale where the entire planet does come together and some of this petty shit that we fight over from country to country or this or that, maybe some of that will fall away, even if it's just for a short period.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to have some utopia on this planet.
Just a little bit. It would be nice because it just feels like before all this happened, it was just divisive, even among people that you agree with, there was still even more divisiveness.
Right.
And so hopefully we will come to that. Will, two things before we get you off the phone. Did you actually need something from us because you called the hotline, or were you just calling to check in?
I was just calling to check in, and really there's just one piece I wanted to pass on to you guys is you may have heard that some of our colleagues' badges have been deactivated.
Yeah, I saw
that. And
obviously
to protect you guys that are still going into the office. My ask of you is just don't let anybody in. Even if you know that they work in the building, you can't let anybody in right now. If someone needs to get in, they need to contact their supervisor. So that's really all I was calling for.
Got it.
So now all the people that listen to your podcast know this now too. Don't badge anybody in.
Got it. Can't have my beep beep. Nope.
One last question, Will, before we let you go. What do you have on right now?
Oh, wow.
I'm wearing a shirt and shorts. Like,
Boss Man Will is working from home, girl. By himself. What you got on, girl? No? Okay.
I'm fully clothed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Bye, Will.
You use crazy kids, you. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Is he like, what the
fuck? The reason I asked him at the jump when he called us was, when's the last time you saw someone? Did you hear his voice? He was like, hi, guys. I was like, well, hasn't seen anyone.
I know, like, and I have one friend that is single, and he has a roommate, and his roommate just went to go be with his parents for like 3 weeks, and my friend also just lost their job, and they are a person that, like, feeds off of other people, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I was like, you need to take a walk or something. Like, I don't know what. I feel so bad for him and anyone who's in that position.
I feel bad. And I guess I never realized how many people are just social creatures and have to have that social interaction every day. I feel like, Scotty, you're sort of one of them.
Yeah.
To a certain extent. Yeah. I'm not that way. And in our jobs over the past decade and some have made it so that we cannot really be that way.
Right.
Often. So to me, social isolation has been kind of like, not really changing much other than being a lot safer and taking away some of the daily things. But some people are struggling. And so if you're that person, I'm feeling you. I'm sending some of my introverted vibes to you.
Absolutely, because I'm like, I
literally walk up in the living room and I stare at them. And I'm like, all right, now what? Because you know what I found out like yesterday? Like I got pissed off because I'm like, I went up and told Miguel and Abe. I was like, I'm just so tired of being tired. And I think now that we're talking about it, I'm like, I wonder if that kind of results from me not being around people. And it's just like, it's almost like the opposite of an introvert. When they're around people, they get drained. Mm. When I'm not around people, I just feel drained. I'm like, well, nothing to do. Let me lay down. It's like hours pass by and I'm like, ah!
Oh, man.
And it drives me crazy because even like working out, like I love working out, but even like I'm like, I don't want to do this crap because now I got in the habit of working out with people over at CrossFit St. Pete and that was my motivator. And now I'm like, well, I don't know if I want to do it. And I'm like, no, slap myself out of it. It's weird.
Not me, girl.
I know. I'm like, oh, welcome to my world.
I know like my friend that's by himself that's single and I'm like, you want to trade places for a little bit? Because there are a lot of fucking people in my house right now. So. Right. I wouldn't mind just sitting by myself. But, you know, I feel like if that is you, Scott, you need to do things that helps you. Like, I feel like you love going on, like, the Miguel and Holly Facebook Live to do your workouts. Like, if you make it a thing where it's like you get, you know, 10, 15 people that are like, hey, I'm at home at 3:30 every day. I want to work out with Scott. And then you get them to do it. Then at least that gives you a little bit of that social interaction. Obviously not the same, but at least it gives you something.
It's interesting because I was thinking about this because I didn't do the like Insta Live of my workout because I don't do my full workout because I don't know if people are just like, I don't know, maybe it's a weird thought of like if I could see them and like we're working out together, then it's kind of cool. But then I'm like, wait, are people just sitting there watching me work out? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah.
But you know what though? I think it was one day this week or last week when you were doing it. And I was reading the comments, and people were like, I just have you on. I mean, I just feel
it's
like...
It's companionship.
It is.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think
like,
I need that reminder, because I'm like, my, like, I go through, like, different ways of, like, oh, my God, pandemic, people are alone. This is crazy. Other ways, I'm like, huh, this is just normal life. And then I literally go back and forth. And that's why I did the one where I actually sat there. I was like, here, if y'all want to watch me work out, boop, you're going to sit right there, and I'm just going to focus purely on my workout. Because I have to... I don't want to feel like I have to... Not entertain.
No, you're
like,
not. You don't have to.
Entertain both in back and forth. Because when I work out, like, I work out.
Scott,
like,
it's Facebook. I'm going to fuck. As long as people can see you. Listen.
Like,
you have,
if they don't want to watch it, they won't.
Right. Listen, yeah, I'm not right now in this moment. I don't care, you know, for the Miguel and Holly social media. Like, oh, my God, we need to gain all these followers. Because, like, we have goals with our company. And that's always my goal is to make sure that we're up on our social media game. Because that's something that we pride ourselves on in Tampa Bay is we are the morning show that will respond to you. We will talk to you. We will be there for you. But sometimes we can't. Shit's crazy. The world is turned upside down. So turn the fucking camera on. Take my laptop. Take yours. Turn it on. Sweat your balls off. Don't let it drip on my laptop. And let people hang out with you. In the afternoon.
Okay? No, I like. Okay, yeah, it's a good way to like change the way you look at it.
Yeah,
it's
just
like hanging out instead of like being on live.
We had like a lot of crazy trying to get Maya set up for school today, last night, but she was like, we have to read. The people, they need us to read. I'm like, yes, girl, but they can miss a day. They can miss a day. So tonight, Maya and I will go on and read a book, and it's that I'm guilty of the same thing. So I'm like, this is not that compelling. This is not entertaining. In fact, it's probably going to be me and her bickering. And then she's going to like try to do some stupid shit that she thinks is funny and it's not funny.
It's also so funny, though.
But like, who cares?
Right.
If you don't want to watch it, just don't watch it.
Exactly. Listen, we're just here to let you know, listening, that you are not alone. We are right there with you, living the same experience with you.
Right.
So do your workout, do your reading, and I may cook tonight. I don't know. I've been real just lackadaisical. We had a lot of sandwich nights where I'm just like, girl, I got some boar's head and meat. Make yourself a sandwich.
I got pizza last night.
I'm about to say, we might do it tonight, too. So
there's
I'm
two
like,
frozen pizzas waiting there.
Exactly. We may do that tonight, so I don't know, girl. We're all, listen, It's okay to feel whatever it is you're feeling right now.
That's a good way to put it. It's okay just know to that. Not be okay.
It is okay because, like, today I'm planning on going home literally and getting in the bed for the afternoon.
Oh,
like, I'm
okay.
Just, I don't want to do it. I don't want to work anymore. I don't want to do anything. I just feel that way. Yesterday I was like, ooh, ideas. What can we do? Oh, let's help people. And today I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I just want
to
go home.
It's fine.
So feel whatever you feel. Right. No, I'll see you in the kitchen. That's all. That's about it.
I could read you a story or something.
That's fine. Holly, what's your social media?
Radio Holly. Check it out.
Scott.
Yes, I'm done.
She said I'm done.
At Scott Tavlin, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Yeah.
And we also got to give a shout out to Corona BR for making this happen. They are supporting the podcast. So listen, when you listen to us, actually, hold on. Let me just real quick. And I need to say this probably once a week. Like our boss Will said, right now, radio stations are bleeding.
Yeah.
And my heart goes out to our salespeople who their paycheck comes from, like, when you hear the Morgan & Morgan and International Diamond Center, Honey Baked Ham, the salespeople that you don't see, they only make money from the commission. That's it.
Right.
That's it. And they are having their shit zeroed out.
Yeah, because there is nothing being sold
right
now. And some advertisers canceled their schedules to try to save money where they could.
Because they're losing money, too.
Everyone's losing money. And so when we do have advertisers that are somehow able to stick around through all this, we are trying to show them extra love.
So please, 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 like, when you're going to the grocery store, you're ordering your food, buy yourself a Corona beer.
Yes.
Tag them in it. Holly, you're doing Honey Baked Ham right now. They're advertising.
I am. And we had to, I mean, to pull back the curtain, it was going to be like a different advertising campaign, obviously for Easter, because people get a lot of Honey Baked Ham for
ham.
Easter. But they changed everything around at the last second because they started this week with like their pre-Easter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, okay, here's how we've cleaned the facilities. Here's how we are, you know, distancing. All you have to do is order, and then you can do just pick it up outside. We can even now deliver it to your house, and you can just freeze it until Easter. Like, so, that helps me out. That helps our salespeople out. That helps the Honey Baked Ham Company out.
Right.
So we have a couple locally here, and that's jobs for people.
Absolutely.
So anything like that. Or it's like, it might be Honey Baked Ham. It might be, oh, people aren't buying Corona beer anymore because they think it's too similar to coronavirus. Don't be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you like Corona beer, go buy it.
Absolutely. And please, please, when you're listening to us on the radio, support our advertisers because there are so many people in the industry right now that just found out today, tomorrow, yesterday, that they're furloughed and they won't be able to help. And right now, we all need this. We want to help you get the information that you need. So please support our advertisers like that. So Corona Beer, Honey Baked Ham, International Diamond Center, Safe Touch. Those are just a few. So when you listen to the radio and you're like, ugh, commercials, girl, they're keeping the lights on. And if it weren't for them, we literally would not be here, okay?
Correct.
So you can find all my social media, Miguel Fuller, everywhere. Make sure if you are listening to us on iTunes, just give us a little rating and give us a little review. We'll read it. You got a comment, you can go to the open mic feature on the Hot 101.5 app, and we will see you tomorrow.